Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leffin. It's Wendy Snyder. It's always very emotional when Randy Vineyard stops by the show. Emotional, but very, very important. The Vineyards lost a cherished member of their family, Jake, to suicide a couple of years ago. And I always say this, Randy, and I will say it again. I can't imagine a more harrowing situation than the one that you and your family have been through. On the good side, you decided to not just let it happen and fade away. You guys are making a difference. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. It is the worst thing that can happen, especially to a parent, let alone anybody losing someone to suicide. You're left with so many questions and the whys. I remember trading messages with you.
And emotions, I'm sure.
And emotions,
too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just being a parent, it just destroys you. You just put your hands up in the air and you know, you don't know if you're ever going to recover from it.
Right.
It's tough.
But you turn this around, and in Jake's memory, you want to help other people and other parents so they don't have to go through it. And I admire that so much.
Thanks.
That's got to be so hard to do.
It is.
Sometimes selfishly, you're like, well, I lost my son. Why should I help anyone else?
Yeah. And we kind of come from a family that we've seen tragedy before. My sister lost her husband in the line of duty, a Chicago police officer, and she's heavily involved with the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation. And I think it's just in our blood. We just don't sit back. We always give back. And, we do want to look out for the other parents and families out there.
I don't mean to depersonalize this, but I just want to throw a statistic out that I don't understand. I saw this in the news today. In the last 20 years, the suicide rate in the United States has gone up 25% in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. In every state but one, in Nevada, for some reason, 49 out of the 50 states, the rate has gone up in 20 years. What are your theories? What's going on?
I don't know, and it's. I'm glad you brought that up, because when I came on 4 years ago, the first year after we lost Jake, I came on Steve Cochran's show, and the statistic at that time was 40,000 lives a year are lost in the United States. And I was shocked last night when I was doing some reading. It's 45,000 lives a year now. I don't know. If you look at the numbers deeper, you'll see where the numbers are increasing is in kids and adolescents and teenagers. Those numbers are just significantly going up. I don't know. It's something, as we were talking earlier, it's something we really didn't have to deal with when we grew up as kids. I think these younger kids are going through a lot more pressured situations. Social media, obviously, is a deterrent to the kids' well-beings and stuff. But I wish I had an answer, Bill. I really did.
Before we went on the air, we were all kind of postulating as to why these numbers could be on the rise. And you said something about inclusion, that so many kids just feel disenfranchised, like they're not part of the bigger collective. Your son Jake was not like that at all. Very
no.
popular kid, a football player.
Baseball.
He was in the middle of a baseball player, right in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you've searched for answers. Who hasn't? If you've lost somebody, you're trying to figure out the why. But he didn't fit that group at
all. No, he didn't. I'd probably be lying if I didn't say, we are no different than any other parent. We didn't think that this would happen to us.
Right.
Kid.
Injuries, right. All wounds. There's a phrase, all wounds are invisible. Something on the inside just wasn't right.
Yeah.
And, depression is real. Anxiety is real. All these mental health issues are real and really need to be dealt with.
Yeah.
The inclusion thing, that is key, or exclusion. Reading these stories about these kids, 11, 12, 13-year-olds that don't feel like they're part of it, and they think the only answer is to take their own life. It's sad.
Yeah.
It really
there
is.
Are some parents out there that just don't have experience dealing with a kid. I am frustrated with parents who a kid will come and say, I'm upset about something. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I'm not feeling right. And they say, oh, suck it up. It'll get better. That is the worst advice ever, but I don't think parents are being mean. I think they don't know how to deal with this.
Right. They don't understand. They don't know. And that's, one of the key phrases that, we use is start the conversation, talk to somebody, especially at the kid level. Kids may not even be comfortable talking to their mom or dad.
Right.
They don't feel right. Something just isn't right. They may not want to talk to them about it. And that's, important that these kids get the message that, hey, if you don't want to talk to your mom or dad, talk to somebody. Talk to, somebody else's mom or dad and
sure.
just say something's not right.
The other thing that's hard, I think, for most parents to read in a kid is, those years, those teenage years, are probably almost definitely going to be the most difficult of your life. And you don't know when your teenager is legitimately in some sort of trouble, or if your teenager is just being a teenager. Because that moodiness, think about yourself as a teenager. Think about any teenager you knew. There were ups and downs to those years.
Absolutely. I see it in my house. I've got two teenagers still yeah. in my house. And you're right. It's something that you just may not know. You may not see it. You may not know that they're really hurting on the inside.
Right. There's an article in Huffington Post today, and I bring this up for one good reason. The more we talk about it, and as you know, because you're living proof of this, you have to talk about it. You know, decades ago, it was something that you just kind of whispered about or didn't address at all. But I hope that talking about it is a good thing. So anytime there is a discussion about it, you see somebody mention, or they'll show a graphic of a suicide prevention hotline. Mm-hmm. There's an article in Huffington Post today that says to prevent suicide, we need to do more than just share a hotline number. Agreed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my vehicle, I think, or to get the word out, is through our baseball tournament that we hold every year. Having an opportunity to, you know, share Jake's memory and share Jake's story, but also our baseball tournament's pretty unique, where I get a chance to speak to all the teams, or as many of the teams as I can, after their last game of the tournament. I'll sit and take 5, 7, 8 minutes and kind of give my talk to the kids, and talk about suicide, talk about depression, and the fact that they can talk to somebody about it. You know, they look out for each other on the field. You know, the baseball players, they look out for each other on the field. They need to look out for each other off the field as well.
Have you had kids or players come up to you afterwards and say, thank you for letting me understand that, because it seems so basic, but it's not that basic?
No, it's not. And yes, Bill, I had two kids come up to me. I won't mention their names. I didn't ask the parents if it was okay if I'd say their name, but this young man, 13 years old, came up to me after the tournament, after his game, and he came, shook his hand, and he said, hey, I want to thank you for doing this. This is really important. And he let me know that a year ago he tried to take his own life. And that was, aside from all the good that came out of that tournament, that was the memory that'll stick with me, this young man's face. And you could see it in his face that he knew he had a problem.
Yeah.
He was getting treatment, and he was doing better. And I stay in touch with him now through his mom. We stay in touch, and I'm happy that he's doing good.
And when you talk about it like you did to these kids, they know they can talk to you. And there's always somebody that they can talk to. And I think sometimes they realize, I have a problem, I'm not feeling right, but who do I go to?
Right.
So the more we talk about it, the more parents say, hey, if something's bothering you, feel free to come to me or someone else. You got to open up the lines of communication and stop saying, just suck it up.
Yep, absolutely. And through the tournament, I don't even know, countless number of emails and phone calls or text messages that I've gotten from people. Hey, this woman just lost her daughter to suicide. Is there anything you can do to talk to her? Or you know,
yeah.
they attempted suicide or tried to take their own life. So, I guess using the tournament, it's a fundraiser, yes, but I think the message is more important and getting the word out, like you said, Wendy, talking and getting people to open up and talk.
It would have been so easy for you to just kind of distance yourself from all this, to say it's too painful. I applaud you for not doing that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't easy. The first 6 months, I was in that dark place. I didn't want to do anything. I just, I couldn't function. I couldn't go back to work.
And some people's 6 months are longer. Some are shorter.
Yeah.
Everyone's different.
Yeah, everyone is different, and it affects everybody differently. The end result is, unfortunately, the same. And, you know, people will react or act differently, respond differently.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Out of the Darkness walk that's coming up Saturday, September the 22nd. We'll get you all the details on the Out of the Darkness walk, the Jake Vineyard Foundation's Out of the Darkness walk. Stick around. There's a lot more ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. We're talking to Randy Vineyard about the Jake Vineyard Foundation. The Vineyard family lost their son Jake several years ago to suicide. They did the thing that is the most noble of things and said, we have to do something about this. We can't just let this continue. We need to do something about this, and have taken some great steps to do something about it. One of those steps is the Out of the Darkness walk. It takes place Saturday, September 22nd. What do we need to know about this, Randy?
The walk is at Grant Park. Registration starts at 9 o'clock. The walk starts at 11. They've got speakers there. They have raffles and different tents. We'll have a tent set up with our foundation, along with the Isa Kranz Foundation, a good friend of ours. And we'll be passing out bracelets and just meandering with people. And it's a great event to remember those lost, but it's also to raise money also for awareness. AFSP is a fantastic organization. We're a sponsor for the event. And their goal is to raise, I believe, $900,000 this year.
It's doable, isn't it?
It is doable.
Good.
It is, yeah. So this is, unfortunately, use that word loosely, but our fifth walk.
Yeah.
And people go walk in memory of, unfortunately, way too many.
Way too many. Yep. There's a memory wall there that's beautiful. You place a picture of your lost loved one up there, and you just get a good time to reflect and also see how other people are going through what we're going through.
Yeah. What do you make of this year we had some pretty high-profile suicides. Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain, there's a few others. What do you make of that? Because I think the perception for a lot of people is, if you're rich and successful, why in the world would you want to take your own life? And yet we've seen that happen several times.
It happens. I go back to Robin Williams was lost in 2014, the same year we lost Jake. It doesn't discriminate. There's issues under the covers. Again, all wounds aren't visible. There's things going on. Sometimes it's drug-related or alcohol-related or depression, anxiety. I don't know, but yeah, it's good that you brought that up because, A, it's good that you get the awareness and, you know, people will start talking about it more because a celebrity lost their lives. One of the things that I had talked to the kids at the baseball tournament was, you know, I'm just a small middle-class man working in Spring Grove, Illinois, you know, three daughters, a son. My son taking his own life isn't going to make the news, you know, but that gives me the opportunity to reach out, you know.
It also shows people that they're not alone. Like, really, you think someone has all the money in the world, they can get help whenever they need it or whenever they want it, but it affects everyone, and there's hope. There's hope, but we have to talk about it.
Yep, hope. My daughter...
And stop judging.
Exactly. That's key also, the judgment. My daughter, you said the word hope. My daughter has a painting that she put up in the middle school. It's HOPE. The acronym is Hold On, Pain Ends. And it's meaningful. It is.
And it does end, doesn't it?
It does.
You don't think at the time it's going to ever end.
Right. Yeah.
But you know what? Here's something you've done, and I'm going to pat you on the back because you can't pat yourself on the back. You have found a way to blend a situation that is horrendous and unfair with progress. I mean, you're finding little things constantly. I read your posts on Facebook when you have a family event and you say, we're missing a key member of the family here, but we're still in this, you know, and you have to be.
Yeah, you have to. I say it all the time. We don't move on without Jake. We move forward. You never move on when you lose someone.
Yeah.
815 has just texted us. We lost our loved one 14 years ago. I have always said you can see a broken arm or a broken leg, but not a broken heart or spirit. And that's great advice.
That's true.
Yep.
Can I ask you a little about the terminology? Forever, people said committed suicide, but people now say, don't say it that way. Say we lost someone to suicide. Mm-hmm. Why the change in verbiage? What happened there?
I don't know if I have an answer for that, but it when it happens to you, when it happens to someone personally, you don't want to hear that word committed murder, you know, a felony, committed a crime. The person was hurting. They thought that taking their own life was just ending their pain, and I don't like hearing the word committing suicide myself. So I don't know what's causing the change in it, but I could say
good.
I like it. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real quick, Mark is on the line with us. He's called us at 312-981-7200. Mark, we only have a couple, about 30 seconds here.
Thanks, Bill and Wendy. I'm a father who lost a son to suicide and didn't know where to go when I knew that he was susceptible. Since then, I've become associated with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. People who suspect that their loved ones are in danger can go to NAMI.org, NAMI.org.
I emceed
get help with depression and so on.
I emceed a fundraiser for that organization. It's remarkable how many people they've helped. Randy, you're aware of it?
I've heard of it, yes. Yeah. Yep. Yep.
All right, Mark, so
thank you, Randy,
so sorry.
For your contribution.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
So sorry, Mark.
I see you relive it when you hear another parent say it. I see it in your eyes.
Bill, it tears at me. It really does. I mean, last week, it probably didn't make the news. I see it online stories. A Chicago police officer took his own life, right? I think right up the block here. And it's just, the first responders are another organization. Group of people that need attention too. They're the firemen. My dad was a fireman for 36 years. Firemen and policemen, the old school was you don't talk about stuff like that, but now they're getting the resources and the help they need.
When you keep it inside like that, it comes out, but with a vengeance. It really does.
It does. It really does.
The Out of the Darkness Walk will take place on Saturday, September the 22nd. There's a couple of places to visit if you want more information. AFSP.ChicagoWalk.org is one of them. You can also visit JakeVineyardFoundation.com. That's the website. And on Twitter, it's Pay It Forward for Jake Vineyard, correct?
That's Facebook, yeah.
Facebook.
Yep.
All right.
You are an amazing man. You are helping so many people, and you're keeping Jake Vineyard alive.
Well, and that's been our goal. Keep Jake's memory going, and hoping we can help some other family.
Thank you.
That's all
you
we
are.
Can do.
You're making a difference. Randy, thank you. I know this isn't easy for you, but we really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Bill. Thank
Absolutely.
You for giving me the opportunity. Wendy, Bill, thanks.
Thank you. All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. It's all happening right here on WGN Radio.